Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL. I'm Reginald Datatula. Paul Gallant in for the OG John Lopez on this Wednesday. How's it feel?
Now that we're an hour in,
yeah,
it feels like I've never left.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
No, seriously, this has been fun.
It really has been. Fig, you're the ombudsman for this show. Go ahead and play that. You can go ahead and play it. I know as soon as I said ombudsman, you wanted to play it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. That's a word.
Yeah.
I've read it before. I've seen the word, so I know it's a real word, but I have no idea what that means.
Okay, you're not going to give me the Kevin Hart? All right, cool. No problem. Perfect.
I was trying to live for the damn drop.
No problem.
I can't
find
it.
You
survived this one.
Unnecessarily big word. I understand. But how's the show been from your perspective over there?
It's another big word.
It's been good.
Perspective? No, you're not going to get me on perspective. Ombudsman, 100%. I was being a jerk. I'm being flashy.
See, now that I know that this is something you think about, I might mess with you a little bit on this.
Oh, please.
So apologies in advance.
That you would be fitting into the dynamics that the show has established
good,
very
okay.
well. Because John Lopez, funny enough, a dude who probably does not have room to give me flack on that will give me flack on that. But fair enough. Feel free. I am an open book. In that regard, we're about to go around the NFL. People are coming back to
book's a big word.
Coming back to come on now. coming back to the fake athletes, Deshaun Watson. Which
not only was he fake because of the obvious stuff that kind of happened, he was hiding. But remember, he wrote that book on how to be a leader and all this other stuff.
I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, he actually wrote a book, had a book that how to be a leader and all this stuff. He got baptized in the Lake of Jordan or something over in Israel and all this other stuff.
Mm.
And then now you see what you see.
I still am waiting for him to tell us his side of the story that he said during his press conference where he just kept on repeating the same three things over and over again, where I never meant to hurt, disrespect, or offend any of those women. And being shut down by the Browns' Baghdad Bob at that press conference for Texans Browns back in the day is something that still triggers me. And I walked out of that.
Too.
Yeah, did you see me?
I was in there with you. Yeah,
because I walked down the hallway and I just started swearing like an absolute psychopath. And thankfully,
that PR guy was like, all right, we going to call the people we want to call.
We made eye contact. I wanted to yell at him, sir, resign. Resign, sir.
He might have took one question from the Houston media.
Yeah, just Mary Kay Cabot, and one Brian T. Smith question.
That was the only one.
Shout out to BTS across the pond.
Big shout out to there. All right, let's go around the NFL now, and if you could help me out with a little bit of audio. NFL Network, apparently there's meetings with NFL owners right now, and if you know NFL owners and their mindset right now, there is one thing, at least when it comes to the actual play of football, that they have their mind on, and it is indeed the tush push.
Something really interesting that came up yesterday was the tush push. Right. We talked to football operations executives yesterday, and Troy Vincent said they are having trouble officiating the tush push. This has been an issue all season. Are the Eagles jumping before they should be jumping? And he admitted the line judge, look, that's the judge that would be responsible for calling it, has trouble seeing if they are moving before the snap. And he said they are trying to get better at it. But look, we know that the league tried to get rid of this play in the offseason last year. They talked about the health and safety issues, the concerns about it. And certainly you would expect that as this goes forward, and we expect this to come up again in the offseason, whether they want the tush push to remain in the game, you would think, Ian, that their issues with officiating, the fact that they are having a tough time officiating it properly, is going to enter the conversation.
That's Judy Bautista, NFL media, at the fall league meetings. And now we're bringing in having a difficulty officiating. The NFL is trying so hard to get rid of this.
Yeah, it's about to be over with for it.
You would think.
You know, I'm in the place, and I'm somewhere who the tush push does not offend my sensibilities as it does with some other people. I think that, you know, it's a football play, and there's some legalities. Obviously, the NFL needs to officiate it properly. But now they're like, well, we can't. So if we can, it's not fair. And it just feels like the owners have been leaning so heavily into trying to get this gone that it's going to get gone.
Maybe it will be gone. I'm not holding my breath, because it feels like changes are very hard to come by in this league when something has been allowed and has worked. I still think about some of the things that were leaked out of Jeffrey Lurie's speech that he gave to the NFL owners about being a teenage something, the idea of the tush push. But I guess if maybe there is a little smoke here, did you see, Reggie, a couple of weeks ago, I want to say that this was during the Eagles-Chiefs game, where it was clear that the Eagles had false started on a tush push, like very clear.
100%.
And videos were posted of this after the game, and the NFL copyright flagged all of them. And we're not just talking, hey, really good quality videos on the internet. We're talking people clearly using their phones to record it off the TV. They struck everything from the record. So that's a sign at the very least that they think the integrity of the game's being challenged. So that might be a sign that they get rid of it. But again, I'm not holding my breath. If people seem to like that this one move works, and the idea is, hey, it's football, stop them, it's just a rugby scrum.
Yeah, and I think that the coalition of people that have allowed this to stay legal, I do wonder if they stand and remain strong, because you mentioned that game. I believe it was that same Eagles-Chiefs game, in which the Eagles had the audacity to get out here and run it four times in a row. And I'm like, if you have people on your side, do you at any point lose some of them? Because, again, when we talk about people, the people that are making this decision are team owners. And their decision making, you know, whoever they appoint to make their decisions for them, and team owners generally, like, you would think that they're doing the best for the team, for the league, and a lot of times they're trying to do the best for themselves. And so there's a lot of teams that were, or a lot of owners that were annoyed by this, and there were some owners that were like, "This is a football play." When it starts coming around and hitting you, and then it also starts becoming a play thing that becomes more annoying in the way that it happens. And you talked about, you know, obviously you have the league office who works at the behest of these owners, mind you, seemingly tipping their hands even further that they are making it a point to try and, you know, de-emphasize this, move away from this. I feel like it only stands to reason that after some time, they'll be able to whip up the votes that'll get this gone, because there's enough pressure clearly being placed towards this being gone.
Couple whiny owners. Just need a couple more whiny owners.
But that, I mean, you've been in a room with, you get a room with 30 people, eventually that's how it's going to go, you know, is that eventually the loudest and the whiniest either are going to get, it's going to go one way or the other. They're going to get drowned out, or they're going to be able to overcome the room. And right now there's enough of them that are loud and whiny.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting very loud now.
Who would be the best at being loud and whiny and getting rid of this?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Of team owners?
Of all team owners and league executives, hell, general managers, head coaches. Is there anyone out there off the top of your head that you think can do it? I've got one, John Harbaugh, because John Harbaugh is constantly crying about the rules whenever the Patriots play the Ravens.
That feels like a personal slight that you have there.
I've been holding on that one for 10 years. There's got to be someone, though, to what you were saying, Reggie, who can whip them all up. I want to know who. Who is that guy?
I wonder if he still has this, because Jerry Jones seemed to be losing his fastball in a lot of different regards. It feels like if there's anybody who's whipped up votes, if there's anyone who's whipped up votes amongst NFL owners, it's been Jerry Jones. I don't even remember where he stands on this. I need to go back and look at the last vote and see if he was pro or anti-tush push, although now thinking about it, in the NFC East, dealing with the Eagles, I imagine he probably wants to get that away from them as fast as possible.
I was going to say, everybody in the NFC East probably is like, nah, let's get that out of here.
Let me tell you what about the Philadelphia Eagles. They're doing things the right way.
Yeah, I can't do it, Jerry. I need a cocktail glass and an ice cube rotating around.
Michael and Steven. And
it's very limited. It's a very limited fake.
I can tell. You've covered that man before.
I have covered that man. I would like to say some of the things that he said on actual live microphones, except I don't want my voice having said those on record. So we will continue to move on around the NFL here. And mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We continue around the NFL where here's a little bit of business that is getting done. You remember the ESPN acquiring the NFL Network and a few NFL media assets? Mm-hmm. Remember that story?
Yes.
Well, that has officially come to fruition. That deal has been made final. And obviously, we know that that allows ESPN to utilize a few of those trademarks, NFL Network, some NFL media. They will also, interestingly enough, I'm sure fans of fantasy football will love this. NFL's fantasy and ESPN's fantasy platforms seem like they will have a level of merger. The digital rights to NFL Network, as I mentioned, including also Red Zone brand, will be owned by ESPN. But interestingly enough, I think that also because of this, ESPN taking ownership of NFL Network, this might in a roundabout way mean we are done with the ESPN Monday Night Football doubleheaders.
We should have been already. I don't understand either of them. I don't understand why you would start one game and then another game 45 minutes later, an hour later.
Because you're competing against yourself, right?
Exactly. And I've seen some reports about the ratings. It's the worst radio topic afterwards. And it's essentially, though, the same combined ratings that it would have been if it was just one game. And then you have the 6 p.m. start, and you got the 9 p.m. start that we just dealt with. It's 10 p.m. for people on the East Coast. That also I don't really understand either, especially when you're competing against baseball's playoffs at the same time. The NFL is always going to win, but there's definitely some people that were watching that game. Yeah, there's a lot that I don't get with what they're trying to do. I do not get any of the games in Europe. I don't.
Well, there's conversation about even more of those.
I saw.
You know what this is. This is always about more money. So, like, from the Monday Night Football thing, I think it's isolated to ESPN, right? You want to have more of the inventory, and that's what happened. They ended up with an inventory of 23 games. There's 18 weeks. There's going to be some games that you need to have multiple. And so the reason why we might not have any more doubleheaders, if they now own NFL Network, do some of those games move to NFL Network?
I guess.
Those Thursday night games account in some of those types of things account for their inventory. So we might be done with that. On the Europe, which again, part of league meetings, they're talking about expanding, including possibly Saudi Arabia. That's always fun fun for conversation.
Why
isn't
not?
It?
Let's do China too.
Money.
Yeah. Let's do China while we're at it. It's ridiculous. These fields are never ready. They can't handle football players because it's always a small level of grass. It leads to injury. These games are at 8 a.m. And I'm sorry, this is going to sound like a really stupid take, but whatever. I'm standing by it.
I'm here for it.
My grandfather did not fight in World War II for us to be playing games in Germany.
He invoked his granddaddy?
He did not fight. He would have been a Philadelphia Eagles fan if he was still kicking today. He did not go to Germany for us to play games less than 100 years later against them or in the country that we had to bail out because of the process of appeasement.
Look at proud to be American, Paul.
Go ahead and play that Lee Greenwood. Let it spin right quick. But you know what it is, man? Like, more money. You have to, like, this market, we have to admit, the market of America, like, they have probably sapped out about as much money as they could. And they go, how can we increase growth?
Yeah.
Let's see. Can we get European markets?
I understand.
Can we get Saudi markets? And you said China, and I think you said that jokingly. However,
I know.
I think the NFL would love to be China.
If you mentioned Saudi Arabia, I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to do Saudi Arabia, you're going to do everything. Like, well, it's
in time. In due time.
Like, I'm just going to say, I don't like it, but I know
you're
it's going to
be playing football in Cuba in a minute, too.
Well, see, at least that would be in the same time zone. I think that would be a fun vacation. Like, I could do Cuba.
I had the worst thought, which is,
what?
Does Cuba have the money that the NFL is looking for?
Well, the NFL, I mean, listen, what all of these
with all the sanctions and embargoes that they've had for the longest time?
Yeah, that, you know what? That's actually a fair point. But
sorry to bring geopolitics into this. I apologize.
Well, the NFL wants to be FIFA. The NFL wants to be the Olympic Committee. And, I mean, you've seen what those organizations do when they come into specific cities like here and try to set up an event for the entire world. They're going to build a lot of things that cost everyone here a lot of money, and you're going to be told that it's going to make everybody in the city a whole lot of money after the fact, and then all those things are going to be abandoned 5 years later. That's what they do.
Politics.
So the NFL's next.
Politics.
Join them, baby.
Which is funny because the NFL has seemingly tried very much to avoid politics, but it'll come through.
Hey, that money talk, man.
Man, money talks bigger than anything
that's what
else
it's all
you
about.
Can say. Really and truly. Looks like Roger Goodell is speaking live. I'm sure there's going to be some fun things that come out of that. At the fall league meetings. Real quick, around the NFL, a couple more notes. Starting quarterback notes. We do know who will be starting for a couple of teams in week 8 of NFL play, including the Jets. Yes, Justin Field has officially lost his job as Tyrod Taylor is going to go for them.
How dare you ask about Justin Fields' job status going into last week's game where he was benched? How dare you? I like Aaron Glenn. I know John likes Aaron Glenn as well.
Loves
him. Met him. We when we did the TV show together back in the day, I think we had him on. I'm wishing him the best. He could not have handled this entire situation worse. Specifically, coming in to this media market that is just a bunch of hyenas.
Correct.
Antagonistically. I just don't think that it could possibly succeed unless you're going to win right away. And they had no chance with Justin Fields under center, who they signed to a 2-year deal. By the way, Daniel Jones, he didn't sign a 2-year deal. He didn't sign a 2-year.
No, I didn't realize that was a 2-year deal. I keep thinking that it's a 1-year.
2 years, 40. Yeah,
I actually thought with the Jets, interestingly enough, when they had made that decision to sign Justin Fields, that it was a refreshing amount of self awareness from them to know we're not actually competing this year. I really do hate it in as old man as I can possibly get. Where back in my day, the NFL, everybody used to try every year. And that's gone, right? And I've got to accept that. And the Jets know that they were not close to competing, so let's just get somebody who's going to hold off. However, I'm 7 weeks in, 8 weeks in now, and I'm looking at it like, oh, that was a bad idea, because now we have a legitimate conversation of, do you start Tyrod Taylor in year whatever, or do you start Justin Fields, who has proven to be downright incapable of playing the position? And that is a tough proposition to send NFL players out there to play the car crash sport with one of those two dudes leading the charge. Right? Like, that's a hard sell.
What's your favorite Tyrod Taylor memory? Was it with the Texans? Is it the time he got stabbed at the chest?
Yeah, it's the time that they had the ancient, the super old New York Giants trainer who had been working there since 1946 puncture his lung because apparently he was not familiar with the needle. That's not why. I'm just saying stuff.
Hey, could you sit still there, Tyrod? I'm going to put this needle in your chest. Oh, it was punctured your heart. I'm sorry.
I had this needle since 1942.
And remember, the reason why...
It took me to Germany.
It was a cast iron needle. The reason why he needed to puncture his lung in order... He was trying to take fluid out of his lungs.
Yeah.
He was trying to take fluid out of his lungs. Also, the Vikings will start Carson Wentz. That J.J. McCarthy thing,
Vikings
man.
Fans are thrilled.
That J.J. McCarthy thing, it can't have started worse.
No.
It cannot have started worse for him. Like, to the point where I'm like, are we done here? They seem to keep talking about liking him, but are we done here?
They're hiding him, and this injury has gone from 2 weeks or so to 2 to 4 weeks, and Adam Schefter is literally reporting against himself as far as how long he is supposed to be out. Yeah, it's not going great for him.
Yeah, definitely not good. All right, that's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, sometimes it's hard to remember it, but we are approaching the NFL trade deadline. November 4th is when that is. And considering the Texans are 2-4, do you need to consider being sellers of sorts? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.